This week, the first group of fuel rods was moved from an underwater rack in reactor number 4 at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. It's the start of a lengthy process. This particular building was severely damaged in the earthquake and tsunami in March 2011, but Unit 4 did not suffer a meltdown because the nuclear fuel had been removed from the core for maintenance. Three other units did suffer at least partial meltdowns, but no one is yet certain about the extent of the damage. Removing the fuel rods from the undamaged reactor will take about a year. Doing the same at the three other units may take 5 years. Right now, the company says six teams of up to 6 workers each will take turns with the fuel rod removal. Each team will be limited to 2 hours of work at a time because of high radiation levels. And in perhaps one of the great understatements of recent time, the Asahi newspaper quotes a utility official as saying, quote, "More than a few employees have expressed concern that the work may not proceed smoothly." The target timeline for full decommissioning of the plant is 30 to 40 years. Bill Dorman, NHPR News.